This is KUT.
It's a Friday afternoon in August, so I think you know what that means. Almost, not quite. On Fridays this summer, we've been going back to class for KUT's Summer School series. Our reporters are learning a craft or a skill from people around town. We've come to the end because school is beginning on Monday. But what summer school would be complete without a class clown? For our last installment, we sent KUT's Mose Bouchel to learn about the art of stand-up comedy.
And keep it going for your next comic, Mose Bouchel, everybody. Mose Bouchel.
Hey, good evening, everybody. How you doing? So I'm standing on a stage at the Velveeta Room Comedy Club in downtown Austin. And I'm wondering, exactly how did I get here?
All right, so Am I coming across okay?
Or, I think you're coming across fine. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Here's how I got there. I've always wondered what it would be like to do stand-up comedy, so I volunteered to give it a shot for the story. I got help from this guy.
My name is Brian Garr, and I am a stand-up comic in the Austin area, and during the day, I'm also a business reporter for the Austin American-Statesman.
An inspiration to anybody who's a reporter and might want to do something else, too.
Yeah, I think it's kind of an Austin thing, I guess, to have two jobs, like your day gig and then whatever you do at night that you really like.
Anything, when you're giving advice to young comics, what do you say?
It's hard because the first rule is no one can really teach you how to do comedy. And I know there are comedy schools out there, and I put that in quotes, or people who purport to be able to train you, but if someone teaches you, you kind of will end up sounding like the person who teaches you.
That said, there are some ground rules.
Do not wear shorts on stage, do not wear flip-flops, and just try to be as calm and relaxed as you possibly can be. And definitely go to the bathroom before you get up on stage. You don't want to get stuck up there.
How about if I'm feeling nervous, should I have a couple drinks? Should I try not to? Is there a risk in that?
That's a good question. I would say yes. Your first time, yes, because you're going to be bad at any rate. So it's not going to matter if you slur a couple of words.
In fact, a lot of this made it into my set last night at the Velveeta Room, or the Valve, as the pros call it.
So before I decided to come on here, I decided to seek out the advice of another comic. I asked this guy, you know, if he could give me some pointers. I said, I'm going to be kind of nervous. It would be a good idea for me to have maybe a couple drinks before I get on stage to take the edge off a little bit. I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, well, you're probably going to suck, so you might as well be drunk. But I have some bad news for you guys, because some more advice I got was that you should make your material personal. You should bring it from your own life.
Kind of rule number one is no one can be you. It's such a personal thing. Only you know how to write sort of stories about your life or jokes about yourself.
And I recently became a father, and thank you. And, you know, good news for me, maybe not so much for you. Dad jokes kind of suck usually. You know, I hear someone say, oh, I just had a kid, and, you know, I'm like looking for the exits. So anyway, I just had a kid.
Could I go grab something? I might try some of my material out.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so here's what I'm thinking. I'm like,
go.
I come out. I'm like, so yeah, you know, just became a father, you know, it's crazy having a little kid, you know. It's like cry, poop, sleep, cry, wake up screaming. And then you have the kid.
It's got potential.
any advice with timing?
Well, something that we could say on radio. Maybe if you made it sound crazier, like the cry, sleep, poop, constantly cleaning up poop, like that.
You're trying to clean it up, just running around everywhere, and your wife comes home. She comes back from the hospital, and she says, it's a girl. I got one more piece of advice before I got out here, and that advice was,
comedy, I think, is really about learning how to fail, because you mainly fail. And I think it's really a good, like, life lesson.
Comedy's about failure. I think by that standard, this has been a smashing success for me. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Mose Bouchel, everybody.
KUT's Moe's Bouchelle and his first time doing stand-up. I was there for that. It was fun, but it seems hard. I couldn't do it. Anyway, thanks to comic Brian Garr for helping Moe's out with the story. You can check out all the episodes in our summer school series at KUT.org.